Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.
B-Pod Studios.
Fred, hello.
Hey, guys.
Hello.
Hey.
What's going on? Fire?
People need to chillax.
Mike Francesa appears to rip fought while ripping Adam Gase.
I love meatballs.
Do you?
Let's go Red Sox.
Hit me like a bomb, bomb, bomb.
Go Red Sox.
Hit me like a bomb, bomb, bomb. Wall dick, well, yeah.
She made out with my dad.
Hello. Welcome to the show.
Get this week's dog out of here.
Crack a lackin', boys.
We're talking Adam Jones. We're hating Adam Jones. He is a Felger clone. Sucks on the microphone.
I wake up every day happy to go to work. You wake up every day hoping to be a jerk. Positive to negative, I'm oil to your water. You hate every team? Dude, why even bother? If somebody fails, you wail, hey you suck. Ortiz, Brady, I don't give a fuck. I know what you're gonna say before you hit the mix, cause all you take's a herd from 2 to 6. Here's a little game I'd like to try. Listen to my voice. Who am I?
Whoa, what is this place? Equipment? Lockers? Players? Oh.
It's you in a locker room. Gotcha!
We're talking Adam Jones.
Once in a while,
and is monotone.
Sir, Pats win the Super Bowl, a heck of a win. Your first question to Bill,
can you do it again?
And finally, Jones, here's what I know. I took it easy on you, cause I don't want to face Zoe. Jones, you stink, and here's the proof, cause what I'm about to say is nothing but the truth. A wannabe Felger is what you're all about. If Felger sat in a copy machine, your face would come out.
Adam Jones sucks on the mic.
What's wrong with you?
Oh, yeah, it's Adam Jones.
You hate everything.
You are a Felger clone.
I'm out. I'm sorry that I made you feel. Yeah, I'm not apologizing for this one. You're not nice. Have some fun.
Hey, happy Tuesday.
Nine eight five of Sports Hub, it is Toucher and Rich, 604. The part that gets me every time on that one is, it's you in a locker room, gotcha!
I don't give a fudge!
Dan Roach just loved coming out. Like, he would record those lines in the studio with me, and then he'd look at me and, like, smile and do the eyebrows. Like, good one? Is that a zinger? We got ourselves a zinger here? And I was like, full zings. Just zing after zing, you did it. I don't remember what year that was, but I think that was from our fourth installment of 98 Mile. And that wasn't the one, was it, where we went live? Was it? Because I know one year it ended up being Dan Roach versus Olak.
No, that was the year.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah, that's right, because that was the – okay, we did it that year. That was when we did the anniversary show at the Wilbur Theater, and they performed the 98 Mile Finals live. That's right, and it was Dan Roach versus Zolak. Zolak's was great, but Dan Roach's was fantastic, a fantastic mess up on stage. It was the Revenge of the Nerds theme. They brought out Bob Soucy and Marshall Hook and Sarge. Sarge was on stage a lot that night, and then Zolak ended up doing something. I don't know what it was. It was – it ended up going into your Eddie Money. I got two tickets to Dude. He's nuts. I remember that. And so he ended up losing to, of course, Dan Roach that evening. And then the next year we did the celebrity one, and then that was the end of 98 Mile. All right, I have been told. By the way, Adam Jones in studio, and of course Joe Murray. He's in the Town Fair Tire Studio. I am taking a look right now. I have been told that these dividers between you guys are something I need to see. So I'm looking at your lovely faces right now at twitch.tv. Dude, those are like no joke.
Oh, these they're thick.
Oh, yeah. Like, this is like some bank teller stuff you've got.
A lot
going
of girth,
here.
Yeah.
It's what divides us that brings us together.
Yeah, the thing is, Rich, is that Jones has his computer. There's three computers just crunched together, yeah. And then there's the one I'm sitting at. So it's a little tight in here. A little tight.
Yeah. Are there any shows that have all three of those sections filled, or do we still have a situation where someone is gone? Like I know that the afternoon show, like, is Jim Murray, Felger, and Maz, are they all together?
No, I don't think any shows had three yet. I think some shows will kick somebody over to like where Nick is normally stationed. I think if there's a third person, they'll kick the headlines guy in there, but I don't think that's happened to too many shows.
Okay, that is impressive. You know, let's just keep it that way.
Further away from everybody, the better.
Probably. No, just the less spit from Wallach's mouth, I think the better. You know, there's that is some serious thick glass you guys have going on there.
Yeah, it's weird to look at Joe through like. Yeah, like you're a producer back there. Like, you're in your own studio.
Do I look skinnier?
I think it takes off a few. Yeah, I think it does.
Okay. Huh. I like that. Then.
You can draw like a mustache on the glass.
Yeah, I will tell you what's a little gross is you can already see, like, I don't know, like
residue?
Yeah, like Zoe's like Encino Man handprints all over the place. You can already like see it on the glass, so that's not great.
Well, that is, I mean, there's certain people who are employees of this station who leave their own trail of crust. And I would say that, I mean, if we had to rank the crustiest people at the station, like just the type of things that they leave behind, whether it be boogers or it be dandruff or it be things like that, who would you put at the top of the list who leaves like the biggest stain when they do the show there?
I want to know who you put second, because Zoe's obviously first. Who's even second?
You know, some people complain about Fred at his board, but at least he's the only one.
Fred's second,
there.
Yeah. Fred's second. A strong second.
No,
yeah,
I don't go over there.
Yeah, we don't touch that. We learn the hard way.
Yeah, there's that. There's a little bit of. I think that's more of a like a dandruff thing. I don't know if it's dandruff, but there's white stuff down there. And Fred's the first one to admit it, so I'm not speaking out of school here.
There is something there. That's true.
Okay, so I'm not quite sure what's there. Zolak's probably the worst, and then you would probably go Fred. I don't spend much time over at Wallach's thing. Wallach just leaves like cheese stick wrappers and gross like food residue.
Capri Suns.
Right, like he's just right. It's like his mom packed a snack in fifth grade. Yeah. You know, he's got fruit by the foot.
Oh, mom gave me Gushers today. Nice.
He's got a nice bag of Gushers and Snackables.
Yeah.
So that's kind of the thing he ends up running over there. But all right. Well, Adam Jones, I'm glad you're in studio. You sent me something last night that I want to talk about later on that actually had me laughing out loud, an email that you received from a friend of yours.
Oh, yes.
That it seemed to be very dramatic. This friend of yours in your fantasy football league. We will, I'm sure, talk a little bit about that. Joe Murray, once again, in studio, which is phenomenal. All right, so I have to ask Adam Jones, because you're in the middle of all of this. We talked about it yesterday because it really was phenomenal internet entertainment. And that was the back and forth that we had this weekend between Tom Karen and Big Jim Murray. Now,
Karen, yeah.
Yeah, which that was the thing that kind of set everybody off and made me laugh. So Tom Karen ended up tweeting about Big Jim Murray, saying it was on Saturday morning. I guess Tom Karen was listening to the show and saying, I'm usually a Big Jim Murray fan, but he said that he didn't watch the game last night. how can you be on a sports station and not watch the Red Sox, blah, blah, blah. And then he put Be Better 98.5 the sports up. Now, out of all the things he said, whatever about Jim Murray not watching it.
Right.
I understand that. You know, to him, the Red Sox are the world. So his perception that everybody has to watch the Red Sox, it's a skewed perception, but I understand why he would just get angry. But then the Be Better, that's just the worst. And then when they ended up losing on Saturday and you put the Red Sox are 0-1 when Mom Karen chimes in, I just, that's when, of course, things took off. And so did you ever hear back from Tom Karen? Because he kept tweeting like after that. Like that wasn't the only tweet that he put out there where he was angry, and then people started tweeting back at him as well.
No, I there was a lot of, I mean, I admittedly, I didn't really stop, but I didn't hear anything from Tom Karen, like on social media. And I don't know Tom Karen personally. I'm sure he's a nice guy, but yeah, no, I didn't hear anything. And that's too what bothered me. And, you know, it's like we do plenty of criticizing, Rich, you know, like at least I do. So I don't want to make it sound like, you know, we're not allowed to be criticized. And it's not like Big Jim needed an attack dog or anybody to white knight for him. But, you know, this whole idea that, you know, Tom Karen wants people to watch the Red Sox because, you know, that makes his bosses happy when he directs people to the Red Sox and whatever. I mean, he's listening to the show. He likes the station. That's great. We all want people to like the station. But yeah, the whole idea of Be Better, like Jim can't host a good radio show or what? Do you want him fired? You want him out of work because he's telling the truth that he didn't watch a stupid baseball game between the awful Red Sox and the awful Orioles? Like, what'd you want? Like, I really don't understand what he expected to accomplish from that tweet other than getting Big Jim in trouble with his bosses, which is what bothered me. And, yeah, which is what made him a nana and a mom and annoying. Yeah.
Well, I mean, it made me laugh so hard that last night I was trying to develop a game for today that didn't flesh out, that was going to be called Karen or Karen. Oh, no. And I was going to give you a clip, and you were just going to tell me whether it was from Tom Karen or from a woman yelling at somebody in a store.
Oh, good. That didn't work? That sounds like a great game.
How'd that not work out?
Because Tom Karen really only said that, and everything else was like, hey, so-and-so Verdugo's looking great. So I really couldn't quite make it work, and, you know, there's almost part of it that could work.
I feel like it would still be tough.
Right. It would still be a tough game, I'm sure. But that was something that I indeed researched and looked at. But if you guys can find enough Tom Karen clips that could possibly fool somebody into thinking that it was indeed a woman yelling at somebody with a cell phone camera at a store, then maybe, you know, we could flesh that
maybe
out.
Maybe we can just find tweets.
Well, I was looking through his Twitter, too. That's where I looked. I looked through there, and there wasn't enough to where he was, you know, scolding or whatever. That was kind of a one-off. And as I said, Tom Karen probably is a nice guy. I got no problem with Tom Karen. He seems like a nice guy. But that Be Better thing was just
Well, last night, I think he went along with it, and he says, I think it's safe to say this pitching
that
staff
is true.
Needs to be better.
Yeah. Oh, he said that? Okay. Yeah. Well, see, I mean, once again, all right. I think he might, you know, he might have sent that and then realized, all right, yeah, maybe I kind of sounded like.
Yeah. He wanted a high five from Tom Werner, and then, you know, he realized that what he did. He realized how it came across. And no, that's true. Joe's right. He did get in on the joke a little bit last night. That's true.
That's right. Well, Dan, turn me up if you don't mind. I think he wanted to have like a nice little one of these from Mr. Tom Werner. Do you got me a pot up there, Dan? Dan,
I do absolutely have you do. Yeah.
Oh, well, it's not playing. Yeah. All right. Well, we'll have to work on that. All right. Well, we'll be back with everything that happened last night, including those Red Sox. Woo! What a show we're watching over there on Nesson. We will get into that. Also, a big name opting out of the season for the Patriots this year. This was something that we had speculated might happen even a couple of months ago. We will get to that right after this.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling.com. Helplinema.org.
Face it, winter can wreak havoc on your parking lot. And the last thing your customers need is to dodge potholes, which might make them dodge your business altogether. Make sure they don't have bumps on the way to your door by calling U.S. Pavement. 1-800-PAVEMENT. Let U.S. Pavement smooth the road to your door. U.S. Pavement has paved the way for successful businesses all over New England since 1985. Call now, and a member of their expert team will evaluate your site and give you a price that won't leave a hole in your budget. Call U.S. Pavement at 1-800-PAVEMENT or visit uspavement.com.
This is not your conventional sports radio show.
It's become painfully clear.
Toucher and Rich, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Recapping what you missed, it's Toucher and Rich.
Oh, 98.5 Sports Hub. It is Toucher and Rich. Get Adam Jones, Mr. Joe Murray.
And even Joe Murray sitting there.
Just sitting there. Well, it was another round of professional batting practice at Fenway Park last night.
Oh, rockets that one. Look at this one.
Oh.
A searing line drive out of here. My goodness.
Oh.
What was the...
That didn't take long,
the
did it?
Time on that thing to get out of the ballpark.
That was ridiculous.
Oh, put down the Jergens Eck. Oh, my goodness. The dingers were everywhere, and boy, were Eck and the rest of the guys all lathered up.
Oh, rockets that one. Look at this one.
Oh.
A searing line drive out of here. My goodness.
Oh.
What was
holy moly.
Dude, I watched the whole game, and I just, all night long, he was just, like, moaning and groaning.
So you know what's amazing? Like, if you're at the ballpark, and you kind of judge it off the bat like that, I get why Eck he can read it that well off a TV.
Yeah.
Like, he reads it that well off a TV where, like, the second the bat cracks, he's moaning and groaning like that? That's crazy.
Well, there were three of them.
Oh!
There were more home runs than that, and he definitely had more reactions.
That was ridiculous.
I mean, and to be quite honest, it was a... You know, it was an impressive home run, but I mean, I did not have the Eck reaction, to be quite honest.
By the way,
I mean,
that was a 3-0 count.
I did. Every time someone hits one off the Red Sox, that's exactly how I react.
That was a 3-0 count, like, just get the ball over the plate for a strike, and Alonso had the green light and crushed it.
Yeah,
I think it was 160 miles per hour off a... off a cutout that I was hoping was the Wallach head.
I know. I watched. I thought it was it. Wallach's head's actually in a really good spot to get nailed because it's right there by the foul pole, which is fantastic.
Yep.
And it's front row, too. I think two in, which is great. But obviously, they were extremely excited and jacked up anytime anyone hit anything.
Oh!
And that was a lot as the Sox, they fall to 1-3 on a 7-4 loss last night. John Osich, am I saying this right? Osich?
Josh Osich.
I'm sorry, Josh Osich?
They'll release him soon. Don't worry about it.
It's like, not gonna work here anymore.
Yeah.
He's somebody who has been deemed a starter for the Red Sox, and he's not very good. He's in his first career start yesterday, and he gave up a two-run blast in the second, but at least you got something from the other dugouts.
That's stung. That's back there on the move. Nimmo racing back, and it is out of here. Home run for Xander Bogaerts, his first of the season, as he finds the bullpen. Second solo home run tonight for the Red Sox. That'll make it 7-2.
Yeah, what a great sign that is, putting a charge into the ball right center field. Get it up in the air. This ball's carrying.
How disrespected are you if you're Xander Bogaerts that you didn't at least...
Oh!
I mean, come on. It was fairly impressive.
There was a little something there, though, right? So, yeah, get up there. There was a little bit of cheering going on.
Yeah, but it didn't get a...
That was ridiculous!
Yeah, well, just to put things in perspective on how ridiculous it has gotten, the Red Sox have allowed 7 or more runs in 3 of their first 4 games for the first time since 1901. That's when old Lefty McCormick was.
The Boston Americans with Cy Young, I believe, right?
Hitting dingers towards the old tally clapper in the field. Yeah, well, that means they're bad. Really bad. I know it's 4 games, but in this condensed season, that's really the same as 400. So this is not going to be a fun team to watch.
Dude, every run last night, Rich, was off a home run. The Red Sox starters were a guy named Jeffrey Springs, who I looked him up. He went to Appalachian State. He wasn't good. But he was terrible. Like, that was the worst. And listen, as bad as the pitching was last night, I have to say this. They could not hit a changeup last night. And I hate to go back to the video gate, you know, them getting caught with video, but they can't hit a changeup. Michael Wacha Jones, how long has he been in the league? Wasn't he in the NLCS against the Red Sox for the Cardinals like years back?
He pitched the final game, the losing game of the World Series in 2013.
Okay, 2013. They can't hit a changeup. And I'm curious if it has something to do with they're not being able to get the signs to them. I know the pitching's bad. The pitching is the problem with this team. But the fact that they couldn't hit 80-something mile per hour changeups.
I'm way more bothered about the crap-ass pitching staff. I'm way more bothered about that.
But they should be able to hit. And, like, that was embarrassing to Michael Wacha last
night. They're going to be – offensively, I think they're going to be
fine. Yeah, I kind of think so, too.
I just you look at what they're rolling out there.
Bogarts is all rested up last night after he got day off on Saturday. So I think that's how he muscled it over the fence. If he played on Saturday, that would have been a wall ball double.
Yeah. Rafael Devers is another error in the field. He stinks.
Well, there was one small bit of good news that you had was that Zach Godley looks pretty good. And last night it was his debut. It's one game, but I mean, four innings pitched, four hits, seven strikeouts. I mean, listen, this is obviously someone who this team could use as a starter because it can't be worse than what they've been trotting out lately. So, I mean, he was fairly impressive.
Very impressive.
Not a power pitcher, but I mean, the guy had command. He seemed to, you know, it was the only bright spark of a game was just awful.
And like that should tell you a lot about the Red Sox pitching staff, because Godley is really not very good. He had a good year a few years ago in Arizona. But he's not a very good pitcher. And like you look at him and you're like, whoa, I think the Red Sox are onto something here. And like that's like a probably at best a league average pitcher, and you know in reality probably a bit worse than that. And he looks beyond competent for them. You look at him and you're like, more Zach Godley, please.
But what went into him coming out of the bullpen as the third pitcher instead of him starting the game? Like where was the analysis on one?
He was the fourth pitcher.
Fourth pitcher, excuse me.
Is it fourth?
Listen, Renicki's in a spot where Cora's not here. He's made some poor decisions through four games. Yeah. Poor decisions.
Yeah. I mean, they've given him crap to work with. I mean, as far as the pitches,
you don't sit Xander Bogaerts in day two and then pinch hit him in the ninth inning. Like that was stupid.
I don't know what's going on there.
They've had different lineups every day, Rich.
Have we got an answer as to why he sat? Because I don't know what's going on there.
This
year of all the years, that just things are going to seem weird and they're going to seem off. But that one was one of those where I just kind of chalked it up to, I wonder if there's something going on.
No, 100. He can't be healthy. And you saw the play at third last night where one of the plays Devers butchered that Bogarts pounced on where whoever it was, who was it at third base? Rosario got cut down at third base. Originally, he was ruled safe, but Bogarts tagged him. Bogarts was slow to get up.
That was a hell of a play.
Great play by Bogarts. Yeah. And the training staff went out there and looked at him. And, yeah, I think, Rich, you're right. I think he's dinged up, you know, not 100% healthy. There's no chance if he's 100% healthy, you're giving him the second game of the year off. There's no chance you do that with arguably your best player.
And if you did that, you know what Eck would say about that?
Oh,
I know. What do you think? You know what is it?
Was ridiculous.
It really was.
Here's Ron Renicki talking about being in a hole like this.
Well, it's hard. It's hard anytime you think you know you have a good offense, but when you get down early, soon every game, it's hard to bounce back. I thought our guys did a good job hanging in there. Thought we hit a lot of balls hard. End up scoring four runs.
So after several games had to be canceled because of this widespread COVID breakout against the Miami Marlins, less than a week into the season, there were questions as to whether or not Major League Baseball was headed for this eventual disaster. Well, according to the betting site Bovada, it may be. The question was, will the Major League Baseball season be suspended at any point in 2020? According to Vegas, they say yes, -120 that the season is going to be suspended at one point, +125 that it will not. Joe Murray, is that a bet you would put money on?
I would fade that. I would say that the season continues, but you know, after last night's scare. But Rob Manfred, he threw water on the fire last night, so I would not bet that.
Yeah, so yesterday Tom Verducci sat down with Rob Manfred, baseball commissioner, and asked him about whether or not there had been any discussions yesterday about shutting it down. Here's what he had to say.
We talked about the situation. I think most of the owners realize that we built protocols anticipating that we would have positive tests at some point during the season, that the protocols were built in order to allow us to continue to play through those positives. And I think there was support for the notion that we believe that the protocols are adequate to keep our players safe.
Well, that's good. I mean, you only had a breakout and had to cancel several games within 5 days into the season. But listen, you have the MLS, the NBA, their success stories so far when it comes to the health of its players. There's been questions as to whether a sport can exist outside of a bubble in America and it still be successful. And Rob Manfred says, well, maybe we don't need a bubble after all.
The decision that we made with respect to the bubble was the right one. We're different than other sports.
Yeah.
We would have had to have multiple locations probably just in order to have enough facilities to make it work. The numbers of people involved and the numbers of people to support the number of players was much, much larger in our sport. The duration would have been much longer, and the longer you go, the more people you have, the less likely it is that you can make the bubble work.
Yeah, right. I think that's just code for we're cheap. And I mean, I think that's all that's code for, where the owners don't want to pay what it would take to create a bubble. What's the number in the NBA? It's like $75 million or something like that. Like, I think that's just the owners are cheap. I think that's all he's saying. And I actually kind of agree with Rob Manfred that, like, they shouldn't shut the league down. This is not, I mean, I don't really like his wording where he says it's not a nightmare scenario. That feels tone deaf. But, like, there's a reason they have 60-man rosters. You know, there's a reason that, I mean, they're expecting some cases like this where guys are going to have to isolate away from the rest of the team. And if they can't contain it, and some would argue they haven't already, if they can't contain it, then you do have a nightmare scenario. But this is why they have 60 guys. And the Marlins, all their players are terrible anyway. So replace them with some of these other guys.
Well, you hope that, and I even heard Ron Renneke say something about this last night, is that you hope that something like this freaks these players out a little bit and makes them go, all right, well, now we know this is no joke. I guess they're saying that the players from the Marlins caught it in Atlanta. Maybe they were with Lou Williams at Magic City. I guess those wings are the cat's pajamas, apparently. But that's the problem, is that, you know, at least it, as far as I've heard, nobody from Philly who they were playing, the Marlins were playing, has tested positive yet. And I know that they were getting tested yesterday. I haven't heard anything that's coming back. And I know that yesterday morning was when we found out about the rest of the Marlins. So we may find out something this morning about the tests. But if that's the case, if nobody ended up testing positive from the Phillies, I think this is something that's kind of a, if you're going to start the season off with a little bit of a cautionary tale, it almost wouldn't hurt for it to happen right now to people to go, all right, well, this is how you're going to have to handle it. But if it ends up being something where this morning you find out that there's four or five players on the Phillies that have gotten infected, it almost seems like this can't be stopped. You know what I mean? If every couple of days you're going to have to cancel several games because it takes so long to get these tests back, and you have to wait and delay, and you can't put someone on the field because it's irresponsible until they get the test back, then I could see there being a big problem. If this is it, if that's it, and just Miami's not, just cancel Miami. Just take Miami out of the whole equation.
Well, that's what the MLS booted teams. I don't know that you could do that with your schedule. It's probably easier in a tournament format to do that than like a full 60-game season, but that's what the MLS did. They kicked out two teams.
All right, we'll get to some of that Patriots news. A pretty important player is opted out of next season. We will get to that right after Joe Murray's headlines.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.
Face it, winter can wreak havoc on your parking lot. And the last thing your customers need is to dodge potholes, which might make them dodge your business altogether. Make sure they don't have bumps on the way to your door by calling U.S. Pavement. 1-800-PAVEMENT. Let U.S. Pavement smooth the road to your door. U.S. Pavement has paved the way for successful businesses all over New England since 1985. Call now, and a member of their expert team will evaluate your site and give you a price that won't leave a hole in your budget. Call U.S. Pavement at 1-800-PAVEMENT or visit uspavement.com.
This is not your conventional sports radio show.
It's a lot of fun, right? You're having fun.
Dutcher and Rich, 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Mm-hmm.
a team losing a number of players that rendered it completely non-competitive would be an issue that we would have to address and have to think about making a change, whether that was shutting down a part of the season, the whole season. That depends on the circumstances. Same thing with respect to league-wide. You know, you get to a certain point league-wide where it does become a health threat, and we certainly would shut down at that point.
All right, 98.5 of Sports, up it's Touch and Rich. That's Rob Manfred, and he was asked what would it take to shut down the season, and he basically just described what happened yesterday, and they're still not shutting it down, so there you go. Yankees were in lockdown yesterday. Phillies all waited on tests most of the day. I just got to have a weird feeling that best-case scenario, if the season continues and we have more instances like we did yesterday, that everyone's win-loss total is just going to be out of whack because there's going to be so many canceled games. There's only 6 free days for each team in the entire season. So even if you added some doubleheaders in there, it just seems like it's going to be fairly difficult to make up for the amount of games that more than likely, it sounds like, are going to be canceled if they continue to move on the way that they are. It's just going to be weird at the end. I think you're just going to have to convert everything to percentages and who stands where and who does what. It just seems odd. But one thing that I did find kind of unnecessary about yesterday was that, of course, David Price had to stick his head into this whole entire story. And he tweeted out, well, now we really, in capital letters, really get to see if MLB is going to put players' health first. Remember when Manfred said players' health was paramount in capital letters? Part of the reason I'm at home right now is because players' health wasn't being put first. I can see that hasn't changed. All right, David, way to just interject yourself into something that didn't need you at this time.
Seriously.
Just step back, David. We know you're still there. You don't need to take a victory lap and spike the ball. Well, obviously, everyone in baseball right now is crapping their pants. I mean, if you're a player or like even... Who's the manager yesterday who was talking about how, you know, he's got like heart problems, and he said that, you know, his fear level went from like an 8.
Dave Martinez for the Nationals,
that?
I think.
Yeah, Davey Martinez.
That's right. Yeah. He said his fear level went from like an 8 to a 12. And I'm like, all right, guys like that, I feel for. And like after yesterday, they're probably just crapping themselves that this is a fairly terrifying prospect of what could end up happening. And then David Price is like, see, I told you. And he's sitting here going, I was right. Just come on, dude. Calm down. Let's see if they can get this thing figured out. It does suck. But what are you going to do?
But he also wasn't right. He also wasn't right about anything. What are you right about, David? It's some positive tests and the whole league isn't shut down. Like, I don't know. I mean, I don't think he's right about anything. We know these leagues are going to have tests. Positive tests. They might have them in the bubble, for God's sakes. So, like, I'm not shocked that people are testing positive. The question is, what do they do now? Can they contain it? If they can contain it, then David Price isn't right about anything. If it spirals out of control and they got to shut it down, well, then I guess he was. But I don't know what he thinks he's right about.
Well, I think it's that there was such a large amount of positive tests and that it ran rampant through the team. Well, and I think that's what he's trying to say is that, you know, all of this testing and all these protocols didn't stop having games get canceled.
But it was the players who ignored it. The players had a group text message that put it around and said, you know, guys, let's play anyway, even though they knew they had positive tests. Like,
they said that after their win. They had a win, and then they came out and said they had basically a group chat saying that they wanted to play that day. My whole thing is I think the Marlins are a young team that are just immature. I don't know if they went out and did something, but it's why is it just them? You know what I mean? Like,
well, I mean, Rich is right about let's see if it is just them. Like if it spits out a bunch of positive Philly tests here today, then that's going to be a bad sign. Yeah. But yeah, I find it weird that there's a breakout within Major League Baseball and then way back, and maybe this says more about testing than anything, and you know, some of the inaccuracies in testing, but like, Marcus Smart was positive for the Celtics, and no one else got it.
No one else got it.
It was just Donovan Mitchell and Rudy Gobert. That's before like there were any protocols in place or anything, and that didn't spread like wildfire through that team or through the Celtics. So that still baffles me how it could seem to be getting. Say it again.
The difference is that at the time Marcus Smart got it, there weren't the amount of cases everywhere in America that there are now. So, I mean, the chances of these guys being at home or going out and picking it up from someone who works at the hotel.
But how did his teammates not get it from him? Do you know what I mean? Like, how did it not spread within the team? Once one guy gets it, how did it not spread within the team with the Celtics or the Jazz, like way back when at the beginning of the time? And maybe it's as simple as, Rich, these tests are wildly inaccurate. Like they, you still can't be confident in false positives and false negatives. Like, I mean, maybe testing's just gotten better in that. Maybe there were more guys who had it way back.
Well, it's because if Marcus Smart was the one guy that had it, then at the time, there's a chance that in these people's inner circle, Marcus Smart might be the only one that they would come in contact with that had it. Right now, chances that you're going to come in contact with someone that has it in your personal life and all around you is a hell of a lot more. True. So I think that might be an extra part of it. But, I mean, it's you know, we'll see how it all works out. But you're right. I mean, the Philadelphia test, that's going to be interesting because they played them. So we'll see, you know, whether they that's an issue if they get it. If no one on Philly ends up being infected, then this might be something that we're just going to see throughout the season where they're going to have to cancel a game or two here and there, and remove players and get, as you said, these extra players, which the Marlins are having a hard time trying to find players to fill these slots, which is going to be nice because you're going to end up getting these stories about these like 50-year-old dudes who used to play. Johnny Gomes might get a shot. Who knows?
Yeah.
He might end up being on one of these rosters. I wouldn't put it past. Honestly, if I had to put money down Bovada as to whether or not Johnny Gomes will play one inning of baseball this season, that might be a bet worth taking. I'm not gonna lie.
I like it.
Where's Tim Tebow? Like, you know, guy, I want those I want those kind of guys. You know, the ones that actually like, are trying to play, you know?
That would be nice. Well, just days after getting scolded by Tom Caron and being told to be better, Big Jim Murray becomes Scoops Magoo yesterday. He said on Felger and Maz that he had heard on good authority that Marcus Cannon planned to opt out of the 2020 season. This was confirmed last night by Karen Garigian of the Herald. We talked about this a few months ago. Speculation as to whether any player who's in the high-risk category, who has family in that category, or whether or not they would be able to play the season. Marcus, he was set to report today, and he does qualify as high risk. He had obviously seriously considered opting out in recent days. Matter of fact, according to Karen Garigian, he was been speaking with his family. Tough decision, obviously. It can't be easy. But as we know, you know, he overcame non-Hodgkin's lymphoma a couple years ago, and he is still in that category. But he's not the only Patriot who's opting out. Fullback Danny Fadale, who I actually kind of wanted to see how he would do, and offensive guard, is it Najee Torin? He decided to opt out as well.
Not sure on that one.
I'm not either, but I mean, but listen, Marcus Cannon, obviously, that's a big name. Like, that's somebody that's going to be a significant loss for the team. Mm-hmm. Vitaly just seemed like somebody interesting. I kind of wanted to see what kind of potential he would have with them. But Cannon being gone is a pretty big blow, wouldn't you say?
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's a starting right tackle there. When we talked to Jeff Howe yesterday, remember he mentioned he could be a cap casualty. He did change agents as well. The one thing just to bring up regarding him opting out, they get a stipend if they are high risk. So he'll get paid $350,000 this year because he previously had cancer. So so he's one of those players. But if they do opt out this year, they do get paid. That's another incentive that Major League Baseball doesn't offer.
Well, and it puts the whole offensive line in flux, right?
Well,
not like Cannon was good last year. He wasn't. And it makes me wonder about David Andrews. Like, David Andrews had to miss last year. Like, it makes me wonder if this is the final opt-out we're going to see from the Pats. There's already been three of them. Maybe there will be more. You know, a part of what Big Jim said late last week and yesterday he reiterated is that maybe Joe Tooney moves around on the offensive line, which, again, I mean, maybe Joe Tooney would be a great right tackle. Now what are you doing at left guard? Like, it really does put the offensive line in flux, and I don't blame someone like Cannon, who is a cancer survivor from opting out. I don't blame him for that, but just, you know, as a secondary consideration for the team, that is a big question mark now.
Yep, it's just like how Logan Mankins was. Just to bring up Tooney, did not give up a sack his senior at left tackle at NC State. I believe it was Jacoby Brissett was his quarterback then. But, yeah, he the guy can play left tackle. Maybe that's why they gave him the franchise tag.
Well, as far as the rest of the team, you know, the McCourty brothers, they've got their podcast, and they were talking about how they're still a little bit nervous about how things are going
to shape. For me, as a fellow player, I go on social media, and it makes me very nervous to think there will be a season. I've gone on social media and seen guys posting a video in a nightclub, and it's just like, yo, like, we're attempting to play football. That's not going to be okay.
You know, I saw a lot of people yesterday saying, you know, how can you compare the what's going on with baseball to what's happening, you know, with the NFL? They don't travel as much. And I say, well, I think they do this season. As a matter of fact, I think the Red Sox only do, isn't it like 8 road trips? It's like 8 different places that they go, where it's, or 9. I think it's either 9 or 10, I think, in this 60-game season. It's obviously there's not as many road trips as usual. So that's almost exactly what the Patriots would be doing, going on almost the same amount of road trips.
Yeah.
And I know that there's there's less games, but if there was any sport that you expected there to be a minimum amount of contact and there being any kind of transmission of this thing, it would be baseball. Whereas in football, they're lying on top of each other and slobbering. I mean, you know, of all the ones that should have worked, it should have been baseball, except for, I mean, as far as like, you know, just the sheer amount of ability to transfer the disease from one person to the virus from one person to the next. Football almost seems like it's got no chance if they continue it outside of the bubble. It seems like very, very – I saw a lot of stuff being thrown out there yesterday. It depends. They're going to be watching what's going on with baseball, and they're going to be having to figure things out, because if this does spiral out of control, you got to believe that there's got to be a plan B. Some sort of I was thinking that it's impossible to do one big bubble, but maybe four regional bubbles where you would you'd have to adjust the schedules accordingly, rather. But still, if baseball spirals out of control, there's no hope for football.
Well, I mean, I do think travel is more minimal in the NFL, not just amount of times, but those really are like one-offs. Like a football road trip is very short compared to a baseball road trip. You're on the road for a week at a time, or, you know, you're in a city for 2, 3, 4 days in baseball. It is shorter for the NFL, but in terms of like transmission potentially on the field, yeah, it's not even close.
Yeah. All right. Well, we will get to the Bruins. They had some good news. Obviously, the NHL, things seem to be going all in the right direction with the NHL, which, as I said, that's the number one team. The Bruins are the number one team that I've been like wanting to see. If anything works out, if I had to like put money and say this is the one league that I want to work out, it's the Bruins. It's the NHL, and it seems to be they're starting on the right foot. We will get to that and some good news right after this.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.
The Doug Flutie Jr. Foundation for Autism is proud to be the presenting sponsor of the Boston Marathon's Adaptive Program for Runners, creating opportunities for runners with autism and other disabilities to participate in the legendary Boston Marathon.
Hi, my name is Mike Palmer, and I'm running as a member of the Adaptive Program for Runners in this year's Boston Marathon. Thanks to the Flutie Foundation, runners like me can achieve their dreams and finish the greatest race in the world.
The Flutie Foundation promotes inclusion for all to help everyone achieve their running dreams in Boston and beyond. Visit FlutieFoundation.org to get involved.
Toucher. Our only concern is your condition.
Rich. Oh, this guy's a piece of work, huh?
Toucher and Rich. 98.5, the Sports Hub.
.5 of Sports Hub. It is Toucher and Rich. We got Adam Jones in studio, of course, Mr. Joe Murray as well. And listen, with all the crud news with baseball yesterday and the Red Sox pretty much sucking out loud, great news when it comes to the continuation of the Bruins season, because yesterday the NHL announced zero positive COVID-19 tests during the second week of training camp. That means that all these people, while they were still at home and not in the bubble, all tested negative. So that's nice. So yesterday, the day before that they ended up arriving in the bubble? I watched a video that Charlie McAvoy made. He made a little 2-minute video of him leaving home, and everyone's wearing masks on the bus, masks on the plane, and then he gets to his hotel room. And by the way, unlike a lot of the players in the NBA, the first thing they did was make a video bitching about their accommodations. You know, Charlie McAvoy just goes in. It's this fairly tiny room, to be quite honest. Like, yeah, he got a couch, got a bed. It looks like everything you need. All right, we're going to be good here for a few months. And it's phenomenal the way that these hockey players just have a completely different mindset than most of these NBA guys. They're just like, yeah, okay, we're going to do it. That's all right. We're going to do this. Just sit here locked here, and I'm going to think about hockey, do nothing but hockey, and play video games, and then go play hockey. And that's it. And that's why this thing has got every chance of working. Not only, of course, do you have these guys that seem to be in a pretty good mindset, but they're in Canada. And Canada's just like, if you ever look at like a map that's got, you know, where the breakouts are, you know, you've got the America, which is in this like dark color red. And then Canada's just this nice mauve. It's like a nice, like very like light brown, which means, not too much happening up here. Everything's going to be okay.
Yeah. I think the NHL bubble will likely work. I feel like the NBA bubble will likely work too. It's obviously scary where they are. I would say this, baseball, the week before actually starting, I think they had like 6 positive tests. Like Major League Baseball was very, very low testing numbers too. And I would just think, you know, once these guys have been, you know, exposed traveling and around each other, I would expect those numbers to go up a bit. But if you can keep it contained in the bubble, in the NBA, what, they have 2 positive tests when they first got to Orlando? Like,
yeah,
if you can keep that contained, then obviously you're in good shape, because baseball, you know, it's easier to have a breach when there's no bubble.
Yep. And the best thing too, Pastrnak with the team. Now, Kasha didn't fly with the team. He's apparently going to join them later. And I know yesterday Chara got held out. That's because they don't want to take any risks. His tested results had not gotten back yet. But here is Patrice Bergeron talking about getting Pastrnak back up to speed.
We're going to try to help him as much as we can. I don't know if he really needs that much help. He's one of those guys that gets back, and he's so talented, and it always seems effortless. And so I'm expecting him to get back, and I might be rusty a little bit. But that being said, we have a little bit of time before we start.
Love it. Wonderful. He's there, finally. And I'm telling you, the best thing that can happen for this team is for them to be in this bubble. And for Pastrnak, who, by the way, was just unbelievably boneheaded during all of this. I mean, social media is going to save the bubble in all of the cases. Like, social media, like tattletaling via social media is going to be the one thing that hopefully keeps, you know, the people who end up trying to screw up everything safe from everyone else. And I love what happened with Pastrnak. They called him out and said, dude, don't get the rest of the team sick. You've been out and about, you stay away from the team. Same thing with Lou Williams, because one of his dumb rapper friends ended up putting a picture of him up in Magic City, which of course he said he was an old photo, and then he was wearing a mask that apparently they got when they got to Orlando, which busted him there. But so good. That's great news. Out of all that stuff that's been going on, that the fact that the NHL, that they've all arrived in their bubble and that there's no positive tests over the past week, man, that is just phenomenal news. Because
just real quick, Rich, I thought Cassidy had some really good things to say yesterday. You know, when they arrived, one of the first things he said is, you know, we're here to win a Stanley Cup. I loved hearing that. And then he busted on Pastrnak, just saying he kind of needed a haircut. But overall, though, it sounds like they're traveling there and it means business. And, you know, to your point, that's the one season you want to watch. And I think they're there to win, man. I don't think they're there just to be there. I think they want to win a Stanley Cup. Nice. I know all the teams will do that, but it was just good to hear him say, hey, we're here to win a Stanley Cup.
Yeah, and obviously Bergeron saying all the right things, and they should. I mean, they're the best team in the league. So, I mean, they better be taking this seriously. I just think that this is one of those times where, you know, if the Pastrnak thing sucked. I wished it didn't happen, but it's done. They're in the bubble. Hopefully everything works out. Cross your fingers. We got hockey this weekend. That's all I care about. All right, 617-779-0985. No commercials, just Joe Murray headlines. And when we get back, Adam Jones forwarded me an email that he got yesterday from a friend of his that had me laughing out loud. We will talk about that right after Joe Murray's headlines.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling help. HelplineMA.org.
The Doug Flutie Jr. Foundation for Autism is proud to be the presenting sponsor of the Boston Marathon's Adaptive Program for Runners, creating opportunities for runners with autism and other disabilities to participate in the legendary Boston Marathon.
Hi, my name is Eric Fishman, and I'm running as a member of the Adaptive Program for Runners in this year's Boston Marathon. Thanks to the Flutie Foundation, runners like me can achieve their dreams and finish the greatest race in the world.
Woo! The Flutie Foundation promotes inclusion for all to help everyone achieve their running dreams in Boston and beyond. Visit FlutieFoundation.org to get involved.
face it, winter can wreak havoc on your parking lot. And the last thing your customers need is to dodge potholes, which might make them dodge your business altogether. Make sure they don't have bumps on the way to your door by calling U.S. Pavement. 1-800-PAVEMENT. Let U.S. Pavement smooth the road to your door. U.S. Pavement has paved the way for successful businesses all over New England since 1985. Call now, and a member of their expert team will evaluate your site and give you a price that won't leave a hole in your budget. Call U.S. Pavement at 1-800-PAVEMENT or visit uspavement.com.